This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Some Piston talk to open the show, and we'll keep reading your feedback and taking your phone calls. What do you like most about this Piston team that has won 8 in a row, is being called the best story in the NBA by multiple media outlets national? It's not just us here singing their praises. What do you like most about this team? We'll circle back to the Pistons coming up. College basketball last night, one way to put it, Gator, is Trey Holloman hit his first three of the game.
That is one way to
propel the Spartans to a win.
I texted you guys because I didn't see the first half of the game, being at the Pistons game. Did Michigan State and Maryland just say, hold my beer, to U of M and Nebraska, the way that was going? Yeah. Or was that just great defense being played?
I was at a high school basketball game last night, so I did not see it. I was following it online. And, yeah.
Both teams were shooting below 30% at the half. And to have the low score total in, you know, at the end of the half. And Maryland was a really good three-point shooting team. And they shot like 20%. Mm-hmm. Not good for them. I did catch the last 8 to 10 minutes of the game before I went back up to watch the second half of the game. Was with Woody Woodruff of Fox 2 when he and I were sitting watching
the second half of the Piston game that you were at last
yes.
night.
Yes, so in the bowels of LCA watching the end of the State game. And that was quite a flurry, quite a finish. State had this, I think they got up to a 9-point lead with like 6 or 7 minutes to go. And then they decided to
look like are they going to blow this moment?
They were just like dribbling the ball out without taking shots or without even considering, hey, shot clock is going down. I appreciate working the clock down, but be prepared to shoot and not have just a shot clock violation. It was strange. And then sure enough, they make an errant pass. Holloman was the one who made the errant pass. Made the errant pass or went the wrong way when he was expected to get the pass. However it was, he was part of that. And they end up following the Maryland player. They tie it up. Yikes. Maryland misses their shot at a three-pointer to win it, but they launched it with like 4 seconds to go. And what, Cooper rebounds, sends it to Holloman. He makes a move and then launches it on State side of half court. And drains it. It was amazing.
With the win, the Spartans continue to, I would imagine, move up the seeding line. I was reading some of the March Madness seeding stuff from, I don't even remember who it was from. I apologize. I should know this, but the question was brought up, can Michigan State actually work up to the one line? And the comment was they'd probably have to win out and run the Big Ten tournament and maybe get some help because the top seeds are really strong. But what they're doing now is solidifying a two seed. I feel like ones and two seeds, typically in March Madness, they just need to avoid the disaster and play their game. When you start getting into, you know, threes through five seeds. These are teams that are capable of going on the run. And you look, there's been a lot of teams the last few years in that area. Bama did it last year. Yeah, Miami a couple of years ago. The three through fives, these are typically teams that are flawed, but during the season, and this is where Michigan is, during the season, they'll show you they're capable of a Final Four run, but they just got to get hot at the right time. And Michigan State is starting to distinguish themselves as not one of those teams that just gets hot at the right time. They just start to look like a team that, you know, just show up, play your game, avoid a disaster, or avoid running into a buzzsaw. But, you know, they've got three straight wins over ranked teams. They got another one coming up on Sunday. A Wisconsin team that's playing very well that had that bizarre, inexplicable, blown 14-point lead in the last 7 minutes against Oregon. But still, another big win. I mean, when a shot like that goes in, you start going, well, is this a team of destiny? Is this team a team of destiny to win the Big Ten?
I mean, maybe to win the Big Ten, I guess. You know, it's a solid team that really lacks the superstar, though Jace Richardson is asserting himself more and more. They've got three big wins here over Purdue, Michigan, and Maryland. Still have some work to do in the regular season here. It'd be real nice for Michigan State, nice feather in the cap of Tom Izzo to claim another Big Ten championship, but they got some work to do. And, of course, everything, really all anybody cares about is the tournament and how far can you go in the tournament. And when I see what Michigan State has done lately, can defense carry you that far in the tournament? If you don't have some stud on offense, is defense good enough to get you through the second weekend? Or is it just, hey, it's good enough to get you to the Sweet 16, but...
Well, we've talked about party crashers. Is defense and lack of consistent three-point yeah. shooting, like this would be a party crashing way to do it that's not typical. They kind of reverted back to their three-point shooting selves after the Michigan win last night as Holloman's made three, as I said, was their fourth made three of the game. Prior to that, they were 3 of 14. So Michigan's trying to hold serve tonight. They've got Rutgers at home, 9 o'clock Peacock game. Wolverines have not played very well offensively the last three halves. Simply put, they have credit teams they play, as always, but bottom line is, I feel like the ball movement on that team has gotten very stagnant in watching them play. So we shall see if they can keep pace with Michigan State. Two top teams in the Big Ten are from our state. 248-539-9797. Pistons with a pretty big win. Regular season, biggest regular season game since who knows when. But good to see them. And I got to say this about a couple things from the Pistons that we have seen more than a little bit of criticism come in that I just want to say in this moment in time, hats off, okay? Hats off to Tom Gores. The money he ate on the Monty Williams contract, it was...
It's like $65 million or something, yeah. Or whatever the hell it was.
He wrote a check to make Monty Williams go away of over $60 million or whatever, in the neighborhood of $60 million. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. And then, for whatever, I mean, you could say he had nothing to do with something to do. Under his watch, they hired J.B. Bickerstaff, who's leading contender to be NBA Coach of the Year. So hats off to Tom Gores. And I mean, have you seen him in the front row?
No. I mean, Gores is a bit of an absentee owner. He doesn't go to many games, but well, I don't really care.
Don't hate that.
No, I mean,
are you sure he's not sitting behind Jalen Rose and we just can't see him?
It's possible.
Well, I don't see him holding the T-shirt cannon, so maybe that's that. But yeah, I mean, it was the joke before, right? He's never here, running T-shirt cannon. This guy doesn't care. A bit of a joke, whatever. Kind of all over the place. I mean, you can go back to the summer and think and listen back to those press conferences, you know, introducing the new coach and the new GM. He's kind of all over the place when he speaks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, whatever, dude. But in the end, it looks like he got it right. Got it right hiring the coach, got it right hiring a GM, and then did the one thing that all fans don't think owners would ever do, and that is pay somebody off to buy out their contract. Yep. I shouldn't say pay somebody off. Buy out their contract. That's a monster contract to buy out. And he said, yep, we'll do it. Get it off the books. Move on to the next one. And that is something that the Pistons fans and sports fans appreciate from an owner. And I know that Tiger fans are like, yeah, Chris Illich follows suit with Javi Baez. Well, Javi's owed like $73 million or $77 million on his contract. That's even more. That's a big pill to swallow. So, but and the update on Javi, he's going to DH tomorrow, his first appearance in the spring. We'll see what happens there. But I think by and large, fan bases love when owners do something like that. When they, because it's basically it's admitting a mistake. How do you get away from that mistake?
Well, I think Gores deserves a little bit of credit, knowing that he has taken quite a bit of criticism.
Yeah.
That is a huge check to write to get out from under a bad coaching situation that he was responsible for, but he didn't make it worse by keeping him around just because he didn't want to pay him off. He paid him off or bought him out, as you put, and was part of getting now what is the leading contender for NBA Coach of the Year. Somebody else I want to give credit to with the Pistons that has taken some heat, and we've seen it come in over the weeks. We'll get to that at 11:16. Plus your phone calls and feedback. You want to keep going with the college basketball talk, we will take that. And those calls, what do you like most about this Piston team? What do you like most about this Piston team? It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, when the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of a game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your bets, the live bets, into same-game parlays for a bigger shot at a payout. However you want to play, now is a perfect time to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I do not recommend the same-game parlay there. I recommend Moneyline, heavy favorite. Just bet them to win the game outright, and you'll get your $150 in bonus bets if they come through for you. Go to FanDuel.com/Doug to join today. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. He undersold it. It was more than half court.
That's how Woody and I sounded last night.
Is it?
Yeah.
Screaming.
Did not expect that.
Were you play-by-play, or, and he was the, you know,
the color analyst?
Yeah. Or yeah. The other way around?
No, I think we're just just observing, man. Kind of looked up. Woody's working. He's got his, you know, his head down in his work on his computer or whatever. And occasionally he'd like look up and I'd like up, you know, hey, man, it's a 4-point game now. Hey, man, it's a 2-point game now. Hey, man, it's tied. And then we saw that play and we both were standing up at the time and had the exact same reaction that the announcers there did.
Any brushwiths other than Woody last night? Anything significant?
Not really.
No?
Okay.
Just want to just double check. Never know who you might bump into.
No, no.
In the bowels of the LCA.
Did not, apparently, Hutch was there. Did not see him. I saw him on the TV screen, but I did not see him.
On the big screen?
Right.
Yeah. All right, so I mentioned that Tom Gores deserves some credit today for a Piston team and an organization that has turned into an exciting young franchise. And yeah, he created the problems, but he wasn't, you know, you still give him credit for seeing it quickly and saying, all right, I got to resolve this. And yeah, I'll write this insanely expensive check to get out from under the Monty Williams contract and get J.B. Bickerstaff. The other person that deserves credit, who's been very, very good during this 8-game win streak, is a player that we took a lot of texts. Didn't always read them. They were coming in, but people were saying, why did they do this? And the question is, why did they get Tobias Harris? Tobias Harris has been really good during this 8-game stretch and deserves quite a bit of credit for the way he is playing. And so just want to point out, and it has clearly been his best month of the year, but he deserves a ton of credit for the way he is playing. Much love was coming Malik Beasley's way and Tim Hardaway's way, and it feels like, yeah, but Tobias. There was a lot of yeah, but Tobias. Tobias playing pretty damn well.
The yeah, buts, huh?
Yep.
He's played well the last couple months. In January, he shot 47% from the field with 13 points a game, but he's upped it in February where he's shooting almost 58% from the field and almost 18 points a game. He's been double digits every game this month but one, and in that game he had 8 points. So he's been really, really good for the Pistons this year and come on in the last 30 games or so.
Give him a lot of credit. We talked to him preseason down there and is an easy guy to root for. I know people might not care about that as much. They just want production. That's fine. I'm glad to see Tobias coming through, and there's no doubt that he has helped them over this stretch. 248-539-9797. Again, we'll get back to the Pistons a little bit later on the show. Got a question about them. Gator?
Doug?
There is something from the NBA last night. Did you see the Shaedon Sharpe dunk last night?
I did not.
I think you might want to go on social media and look up Shaedon Sharpe dunk. Because he murdered a man last night on an NBA floor in a violent display. I want you to watch it for the first time on the air.
Okay.
Did you find it?
I did.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Big leaning.
That's all you got. Arm.
I'm not sure how he dunked it. I'm serious.
Well, his head is at the rim, so he's got the height to do it. But it's being contested. I guess that's the part that you want to be impressed by, and you should be, and we are.
How far he cocked that ball back.
Yep.
Yeah, that's quite a one-arm windmill.
It was like a Inspector Gadget dunk, like his arm extended beyond what was he was physically capable of. But I mean, wow! If you haven't seen it yet,
steps just inside the circle in the lane and leans back with the right arm and follows through with this amazing windmill while being contested and just soaring up in the air. That's quite a dunk. That's a hell of a dunk.
It really is. Now, I've often talked about how I can't stand the player that runs away to make sure that they don't get posterized, because getting posterized is like the worst thing that can happen to you in an NBA game. Who was the Piston? Who was the Piston that tried to block a dude from the Clippers?
Brandon Knight.
Yes. Okay, and people made fun of Brandon Knight, and I'm like, we're making fun of the guy that tried to play defense. Last night, Justin Champagne was the guy who got dunked on from the Washington Wizards. I give you credit. I salute you for at least attempting to play that end of the floor.
In his defense, he probably thought there's no way this guy could dunk this.
Right?
The headline for ESPN was, Shaedon Sharpe defies gravity. They put that on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. It was something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing when you're coming in all alone, nobody's near you. It's another one when somebody's going straight up to try to block your shot, and then you got to alter your path and do what he did. That's a hell of a dunk.
Well, it's been tweeted out from our Twitter account, if you haven't seen it, at DougAndGator971. One hell of a highlight last night. Something else that caught my attention yesterday, Gator, is had a little trouble sleeping last night, flipped on the Tigers, and happened to see the outing of Tyler Owens, who is a relief pitcher that they acquired last year in the Carson Kelly deal. And I don't remember much being made of signing Tyler Owens, and I haven't seen Tyler Owens show up on anybody's roster projection for the Tigers this year. But his outing was pretty noteworthy. He was touching 97 on the gun, and he looked nasty. He has got a mammoth beard that looks like it might get in the way of his windup. But you kind of always wonder who'll be the next guy that gets under the Tigers' tutelage and the Fetter effect makes him an effective pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, last year in Double A Erie, he pitched in 16 innings, I should say, 16 in the third, and he struck out 20 batters during that time with an ERA of 3.31. Decent numbers, and his WHIP was 1.2 with the Tigers organization, and with the Texas prior to that was just under that. So, I mean, it's a guy who's clearly got talent. Strikeout per inning guy in the minor leagues. And
what was it? Do you have his innings and his strikeouts when he was with Texas?
Yes. With Frisco in Double A, he pitched in 35 and a third innings, had 35 strikeouts and ERA of, was 2.80.
Okay. So he was good at both places. Yeah. It is, you know, there's nothing just yet to say there's any Fetter effect. I will tell you that I was awfully encouraged by that. And it's just something that, I always wonder who the next guy might be. Who's the next guy that they
Well, maybe they're identifying this because, I mean, his career numbers are higher than what his numbers were last year. So it's starting to come down, and the Tigers identify this guy. And you know, I think there were other players involved in that trade, too. So, hey, let's hope it works out.
Yeah. But an encouraging.
But probably not a guy who's going to make the bullpen this year.
Probably not, because the numbers work against him. But, you know, the way pitching is and the way guys get hurt, you know, it's good to have depth in the organization, and he might be a guy that can get some outs for them in the regular season if called upon. In the meanwhile, another Tiger is hurt, you just told me?
Yeah, apparently day-to-day, but Matt Vierling has some shoulder soreness, so he's out day-to-day. That's according to Chris McCoskey and others. So keep an eye on that. And as I mentioned before, that they do expect to have Javi Baez back in the lineup tomorrow, his first appearance of the spring. He'll be a DH.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know how we feel about shoulder soreness and spring training. It terrifies me.
I guess it always bothers me when, because I look at spring training the way I feel that most players look at spring training now compared to what it used to be. It used to be you get in shape during spring training, but now it should be you're in shape. You're ready to focus on, now I get to face live batting and live pitching and all this stuff. To have the soreness, I'm always going to ask the question, is this because is this something that you tweaked? Or is this something that you just haven't prepared yourself for to get in shape and ready to go? I don't know what the case is with him. But the lingering things, when you hear soreness, does soreness go away right away? And is there an underlying problem with that? I hope not, because Vierling is he's clearly an important piece for the Tigers right now.
Yes, he is.
When they didn't land Bregman, Matt Vierling, you've got your open shot here to play a lot on this team. So I'm hoping he's going to be okay, because he was one of the better-than-average players they had last year.
Red Wings go on the road, two games against Columbus, including the outdoor game at the Horseshoe. Anybody going to that game? Is there going to be big-time Red Wing representation for a Saturday afternoon game in Columbus in a football stadium? I'd like to hear from people that maybe are making their trek down there. And there was a cool story this weekend about a Red Wing who played in an outdoor game earlier in his hockey career that we will get to at 11:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. Big pair of games for the Red Wings coming up as they are. It feels like everything's big right now when you're in this wild card chase. And there's so many teams involved, and Detroit holding on to the number one wild card spot. The team in the number two spot is the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that's why these back-to-back games tonight and Saturday in Columbus are so big. Tonight will be at the Nation Center-wide thing that they play in. In downtown Columbus, and then they'll be at Ohio Stadium on the campus of Ohio State University. They'll be playing an outdoor game. I don't know how many people saw it in the pregame show on, what was it? Was it Sunday night? I don't know. It was Monday night, whatever. One of these games, FanDuel had a story on. with Alex Lyon, who has played in an outdoor game before. Did you happen to see this by chance?
No.
So he grew up in the major metropolitan area of Baudette, Minnesota.
Oh, Baudette.
Yep. Baudette, Minnesota. And as of the 2020 census, his population was 966. It is on the U.S.-Canada border. There's a river that divides the two, the Rainy River.
Is it by Duluth?
It is Duluth. Yeah, it's Duluth area. Go to Duluth. I would best describe it, I guess.
Head west?
Yeah, I think it's west. West of Duluth. Northwest of Duluth. But anyway, so Baudette and their river freezes every winter, and they played high school hockey games outdoors on the river.
Oh, that's cool.
So they got out a Zamboni, drove it down a boat dock onto the river because, you know, like river water isn't going to freeze like a hockey rink. So they had to work it quite a bit. They put boards up, and Alex Lyon, it sounded like there were three goalies. It was in high school, and they let each goalie play a period. And they got to play on the river. So not the first time for Alex Lyon playing outdoors. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and think about how freezing cold it is up there. I mean, freeze a river.
Yeah.
Okay. And to have a river that's big enough like that, that's not a creek. That's a river.
No.
So that's some cold weather up there, man.
Yeah. Apologies. Games tonight is in Detroit, not in Columbus. Nope. They're in Columbus for the outdoor game. Sunday, 248-539-9797. Robert, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, so heading down Saturday, we're excited. My cousin and I went to the second game after the coaching change and just been completely hooked into it. So thought we'd make a little weekend trip, go see the boys down in Columbus.
Have you have you made like tailgating plans or anything like that?
So we're planning. We hear that the area around the stadium should have a pretty large crowd. So I think we're going down to a hotel. Going to have a little pregame there and then hang out around the stadium and just kind of take it all in.
Yeah, because it should be nice, warmer, I guess, weather in Columbus on Saturday.
You have all day to tailgate because
it's a 6 o'clock game. Yeah. So take advantage of it.
You got to at that point because I think the forecast has it at like 19 degrees after the puck drop. So you got to warm yourself up one way or another.
Are you. Did you have any problems getting tickets? Where are you sitting?
So not really any issues getting tickets. We bought these a month and a half or so back. We got row one of a box, and they were going for about $200. But we were willing to kind of pay just to make more of a special trip out of it. So I think the tickets were a little pricier than expected, but I think that kind of comes with a special venue like this.
I got to tell you, if you're row one, I assume that's like upper deck or one of the B deck or whatever the hell they call it there. So you want to be up high for these stadiums. Have you ever been to a stadium series game?
Yeah. So a handful of years back, we saw one of the Great Lakes Invitational when that was at Comerica Park.
Yep.
And we had made a terrible mistake then buying seats that would have been great for a Tigers game right on the first baseline.
Yeah,
we were completely blocked out by the boards during that. So we definitely wanted to go a little bit higher. And after seeing these renderings that they just released, I think that was definitely the smart way to go.
Sweet. Cool.
Well, it's supposed to be a high of 35 on Saturday, a low of 17. But as the sun goes down, that's obviously when it's going to get cold. And being a 6 o'clock game, get ready.
There are tickets.
Yeah, but, a win will help.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, wind goes a long way.
There are tickets still available for this game. Not resale tickets, but actual tickets. I mean, many in the upper deck here. I'm looking at the dot matrix. I love the dot matrix where you can pick your actual seats. And, I would define this as a smattering. But you can get seats still if somebody decides to make the road trip down there. 248-539-9797. Have you ever been to Columbus just as a fan?
No, the only time I remember going there is for the 1998 Michigan State Ohio State game.
Yeah,
I have. I've been to Nationwide Arena. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm sorry. I meant Columbus Ohio Stadium, but
no,
Ohio Stadium. Having been there, as a member of the media, I walk through all the tailgating, and I don't go out of my way to give compliments to Ohio State, but it is a pretty sweet atmosphere.
I imagine if it is. I mean, it's a big fan base like that, and it's a big venue. It's, I think people know how to tailgate when you get that many people around.
I'm not sure it's the friendliest of venues.
To the visiting team?
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't describe it as that.
No.
But it's pretty interesting because, I mean, I don't know how much vitriol there will be for the Red Wings. Is this going to be a vitriolic trip? Is this one where you got to keep your head on a swivel?
Yeah, I don't know how much Ohioans have really embraced hockey. I'm sure that they've got their niche fan base, but it can't be, what the Red Wing fan base is. But I think there'll be enough people that will just want to go to the game and be part of the spectacle.
Yeah.
That will lean in heavily to the Michigan, State of Michigan versus State of Ohio thing.
Yep.
So I would imagine it's still going to be kind of prickly for visitors, but have fun. Enjoy it.
Well, I hope people do. If you're going, let us know. 248-539-9797. Where you're sitting, what your plans are, because these kinds of things make for chance of tailgate before a hockey game, which can be fun.
Well, it's interesting because Red Wings colors are red and white.
I know.
So do you get a little camouflage being in the land of scarlet and gray? Do you get a little camouflage for wearing red?
Yeah. So down there, the home team's wearing blue and the visiting team's wearing red. Will there be confusion? I think we'll be able to tell the difference. You never know. People of Ohio, will they get confused? I'm confused. But
the best thing to do in Ohio is leave, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the number one thing. Wow. Yeah, I've seen that. Things to do in Ohio, number one, leave. if you're going down there, let us know. 248-539-9797. Feedback still coming in on the Pistons. I like this one a lot. Asar Thompson and Ron Holland together is like having one Rodman. I was trying to figure out if Asar Thompson is a Rodman comp. And I don't think so.
No, Asar Thompson is way more offensive ability than Dennis Rodman had. Dennis Rodman was a pogo stick in perpetual motion. He never got tired, would just rebound everything. It was relentless defending. And maybe that part of his game is a defending part.
I think that's
similar to Asar.
Yeah, I think it is defensively. I think Asar's ceiling offensively is much higher than Dennis Rodman. But defensively, I don't want to go there yet because Rodman's won multiple defensive player of the years.
Greats.
But you see the similarities and just energy and on the ball defense.
I feel like Dennis Rodman was to rebounding and energy. He is to that what Shaedon Sharpe is to that dunk last night. Very, very good. 248-539-9797. Austin is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Austin.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you.
Good, very good. I was just calling. I'm going to the Outdoor Classic. So, headed down there on Friday morning, staying in an Airbnb, waking up early, doing the whole tailgate and partying, all that different stuff with all the super nice Ohio State fans down there.
Well, it'd be cool that it's on campus. I imagine that it's a reason to have a pretty good tailgate. Do you got parking and all that sorted out?
I think we're just going to figure that out once we get down there.
Okay.
It's probably going to be craziness, but
probably.
I think the Airbnb is relatively close, so I think we're just going to either walk it out or I'll put my Michigan flag out of my car and drive to the stadium.
Where are your seats?
I think we're like somewhere like second deck, something like that, or
okay,
high
that's
up.
Good. Yep.
I don't know. My buddy handled all of that, so it might be horrible seats knowing him. So
well, being up high is not a bad place to be for these outdoor games.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Ohio Stadium before?
No, but I've been outside of it. A bunch of my buddies are big Ohio State guys, so I've never been to a game or anything like that inside of the stadium, so gotcha. We'll see it for the first time this weekend.
Well, have fun. Good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Go Wings, baby.
Go Wings. 248-539-9797. Big one coming up this weekend. Big one tonight at the LCA. The Red Wings and Columbus Blue Jackets. Hey, warm up your winter with these hot deals from Sarah Chevy in Sterling Heights. Right now, lease a new 2025 Chevy Trailblazer for just $299 a month for 36 months. You heard it right. $299 a month on a 25 Trailblazer LS with zero down. Activate the savings with approved credit and a GM employee discount and current lease in your household. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 as well for just $379 a month. Again, GM employee discount, Chevy lease in your household. Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights, where they guarantee the lowest price or it's free. Call 87-SAY-SARAH or go to saysarah.com. Together, let's drive.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's pretty cool that the Pistons follow up one big game with another big game as they are establishing themselves as one of the better stories in the NBA this season. Huge turnaround. I saw a graphic that this is one of the best turnarounds in NBA history, and there was a correlation led to it with, you know, what those teams that have turned it around, they have done. And the Pistons were like the only team that didn't have a big addition you know, like you get better when you add, you know, let's say a Kevin Garnett to a Celtics roster. That leads to a huge turnaround. The Pistons didn't do anything like that. This is a very authentic season to season. Actual delta between what they were and what they are now is huge.
Yeah, it's massive, and it's you know, the young players getting better, Cade Cunningham staying healthy, and then you have the additions that they've had have just paid off brilliantly. Tobias Harris has really paid off for the last 30 games, and Malik Beasley from moment one has just been this guy you're counting on to knock down shots, and it's what he does. 42% from 3-point.
He should win the sixth man of the year in my book. Remember, dude, Doug, we had fun with Vegas odds like a week or two ago.
Yep.
And he was like the third or fourth favorite.
Yep.
I think he should be the favorite. He came into the season, I think, 100-1 to win it. But you know, I talk about how the Pistons, when they crash the party, they do it a little different. They do it their way.
Yep.
The last two times the Pistons won a championship, they had the sixth man of the year and defensive player of the year. I think that this Pistons team is trending that way with Asar Thompson defensively. And Malik Beasley as a six man type guy. Like, isn't that kind of weird? Like,
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, I'm sure Trajan Langdon and Bickerstaff didn't think about how that stuff when they were building this team.
Probably not.
But it's kind of full circle.
It's worked out. 248-539-9797. Fred, you're on 97.1 and ticket. Hello, Fred.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
listen, you guys talked about it. You touched on it earlier, but this whole initiating contact thing that a lot of the scorers, and I'm going to call out Jason Brunson of the Knicks as being a prime example of that. They do these cheap initiate contact things, and the refs reward them for it. We're giving them the foul calls. And actually, sometimes they actually foul the defender. And I think that something needs to be done about that. Also, the Pistons, one thing I like about Cade Cunningham is that he scores his points legitimately. He doesn't flop and fall down and cheat and have the refs give him fouls. He earns his points. And lastly, I'll say this here. One rule change that I really think the NBA needs to initiate, and I know sometimes it can go in your team's favor because it's called a heads-up play, is when you hit somebody with the ball deliberately. And every time you see somebody chasing after a ball that's going out of bounds, they grab it or, you know, swipe it and hit the other player with it, and then it's their ball. In any other circumstance, if you deliberately hit somebody with the ball, that's a foul. And it might even be a flagrant foul. So I just want to know what you guys think about that.
That play doesn't bother me. We know what they're doing. And I give people credit, and they seem to throw it all the time at people's legs. They're not throwing it at their face.
Right, thankfully.
Maybe it would be easier to catch it if they just threw it at the face. As far as the flopping and all
with
that.
With what, their teeth?
Yeah, that's right. as far as, well, they're closer to the hands,
yeah.
Right? It's annoying as hell. You don't want this to get to soccer proportions, which is, it's absurd in that sport. It's an accepted part. And it's the most absurd thing about that sport. And it's absurd about the NBA as well. And we care more about the NBA here. It can bother me. And I will say this about Cade. I think Cade's starting to get superstar whistles. I think you're starting to see Cade get the benefit of some superstar whistles. And I'm not mad about it.
Been a minute since we had a player like that, so we'll take it.
248-539-9797. Bart is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Bart.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
So we're going to the classic the outdoor game on Saturday. My cousin comes in from Canada, grew up in Windsor, was in Toronto. We try to do a couple sports events every year, me, him, and my brother. Tonight is the Wings game at home. Tomorrow we're doing the Football Hall of Fame and then going to Columbus.
Wow, that's a good weekend.
So, yeah, right?
Where are your seats in the shoe?
Section 117, seven rows off the ice.
Yeah, that might be a tough one. Might be a tough one to see. But are you planning on tailgating?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're going down. We're gonna hit all the events. So tomorrow night we're going right from the Football Hall of Fame right down to Columbus tomorrow night. Hang out there. Hang out all day on Saturday, and then hang out Saturday night and come home Sunday morning.
Gotcha. Are you in section? Yeah. Are you in sec? Do you know which deck your seats are on? A deck, B deck, or C deck?
I guess there's a D deck. A deck.
So you're low.
I believe it's A.
If you're in A deck, if you're seven rows up in A deck, you might be high enough to have a good view. If you're in the 17 double A, yeah, you might not see all that much. 248-539-9797. But it is what it is. You don't want to be low for these things. You'd probably be watching a lot of the big screen. It still would be fun to be there. Don't get me wrong.
Do you think they should not sell tickets there?
I would feel like those would be should be tickets that are labeled obstructed view, because it's if you get
low straight on view and you're so far. I mean, it's one thing if you're right on the ice and you know you're along the boards. People love those seats, and then the arena you're backing up every row. It's fine, but. Yeah, when
hopefully
you're already
it's good for him. Hopefully he's high enough that it's
50 yards from the field.
Yep.
Or from the ice surface.
248-539-9797. Jason in Grand Rapids next, here on 97.1. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's
All right,
up?
Jay.
Good. I'm also headed down to Columbus. I got myself on the Blue Jackets fan list in August just to get tickets as soon as I could, and then promptly got off it. But going down with my two kids, we're going hiking at Hocking Hills during the day and then have tickets in the upper deck. My son packed a University of Michigan sweatshirt, and I advised against that. I've been to a game at Columbus. It is not a friendly environment.
It could be one of the best environments in sports, but yes, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not if you're a Michigan fan in Columbus.
Are you planning on tailgating?
Not really. No, we're going hiking. Yeah. At Hocking Hills, like I said, and then look for a bite to eat on campus and get into the game there.
Sweet. Well, enjoy, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
248-539-9797. Matt is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Doug. Calling up about the Pistons, man. This team, couldn't be more excited about them. I called you guys a couple months ago, actually, and brought up that I thought who could beat this team in the playoffs. And I think you're seeing it. And you guys talked after about Cade taking those steps to superstardom, getting the whistles, getting the calls, making the plays. And you can see it. They've just elevated. They remind me of like OKC last year taking that step, or when Memphis was on that run with Ja Morant. Like, you just let your superstar play, let him feed everybody around you. And we're seeing the results of it. I really like their chances pretty much against anybody in the playoffs. Obviously, we saw the test last night. So I don't know what else there is to say about the Pistons other than Detroit basketball, and let's have some playoff series.
So, Matt, as far as Cade's concerned, the one thing is it's like it's all part of, you know, the entire game plan here, getting Cade up and running. And we finally have seen when you have a legitimate – exceptionally good three-point shooter, how that changes the spacing on the floor for a guy like Cade Cunningham. Like, they finally, teams have to authentically defend the arc, and it's changed. Cade's gotten better, but the mix of players around him have allowed this to happen.
It has been a good mix, and Cade's benefiting from that as well. I think really the biggest thing for this Pistons team is defensively. They love playing defense. They're getting down the floor. Everybody attacks the boards. You never see one guy who's not trying to get a rebound. It seems like the effort is there defensively, and we all know that when you're playing a good defensive game, the shots will start falling. Confidence will boost, and the offense will roll. So really it's where they're picking up defensively. And we have a superstar that will play some defense. He will guard one of their better guys. He does have the defense ability to be a two-way player, and that's huge in the NBA right now, especially in the East.
I mean, he alone is accounting for 8 more points a game because he's got the 3 points per game difference in what he scored last year to this year, 22.7 compared to 25.7. And the assists, he's averaging 2 more assists per game. Those could be 3-pointers, could be 2-pointers, whatever. So split the difference there. And that's a lot from one player. from one season to the next, that's the maturation you're looking for from a superstar.
Truly is. 248-539-9797. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. Then you can listen to this program and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket from anywhere in the United States. Additionally, you can stream to our website, 971theticket.com. Stream with video on twitch.tv and youtube.com. Search bars on both those sites. Type in 971 The Ticket, and bang, there we are with video. Participate in the streaming chat on both sites. It is Carson Anderson. Got a, Are You Gonna Eat That coming up today at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.